Hello and welcome to another Thursday Manna podcast. I'm Pastor Jeff Glenn, and it's my pleasure to take you through the Word of God to get some instruction and some encouragement. I've been reading through Luke, and I'm in chapter six of Luke, and you know it's remarkable how the Pharisees, you know, and the scribes and the religious people were so hung up on the Sabbath, and so we'll pick this this hang up that they have here in Luke 6, verses 1 through 11. Now it happened on the second Sabbath after the first that he went through the grain fields, and his disciples plucked the heads of grain and ate them, rubbing them in their hands. And some of the Pharisees said to them, "Why are you doing what is not lawful to do on the Sabbath?" But Jesus answered them and said, "Have you not even read this, what David did when he was hungry, he and those who were with him? How he went into the house of God, took and ate the showbread, and also gave some to those with him, which is not lawful for any but the priest to eat. And he said to them, 'The Son of Man is also the Lord of the Sabbath.'" Now it happened on another Sabbath, he entered in the synagogue and taught. A man was there whose right hand was withered. So the scribes and Pharisees watched him closely, whether he should heal on the Sabbath, that they might find an accusation against him. But he knew their thoughts, and said to the man who had the withered hand, "Arise and stand here." And he arose and stood. And Jesus said to them, "I will ask you one thing. Is it lawful on the Sabbath to do good or to do evil, to save a life or to destroy?" And when he had looked around at them all, he said to the man, "Stretch out your hand." And he did so, and his hand was restored as whole as the other. But they were filled with rage and discussed with one another what they might do to Jesus. And so, indeed, the Sabbath was meant to be a day of rest, but it seemed like these Pharisees and scribes wouldn't take a rest from trying to catch Jesus in something that they could find an accusation against him. And you know, this concept of the Sabbath is interesting because there are at least seven specific incidences of Jesus healing on the Sabbath. And, you know, they include Jesus healing Peter's mother-in-law, this man with a withered hand, another man who was born blind, a crippled woman, the man with dropsy, and the lame man at the pool of Bethsaida. We see that he also drove out an evil spirit from the man in the synagogue in another encounter. And then here in Luke, we have this account of Jesus and his disciples eating the heads of grain after they rubbed them in between their hands to remove the husk. And so all of this was on the Sabbath. So it's more than just a coincidence that Jesus focused this much of his ministry and the teachings on the Jewish Sabbath day. He was doing so very intentionally, right? The concept of the Sabbath, as we see, is rooted in God's work in creation, but it wasn't instituted until after Israel had been constituted as a nation during the Exodus in the wilderness. And it was there in the wilderness that Moses commanded them to gather up a double portion of the manna for the next day. And the reason was, as Moses says, it was to be a Sabbath to the Lord. And then later in chapter 20, when God had spoken to Moses, he relayed this to the people in Exodus 20, 8 through 10. "Remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. 6 days you shall labor and do all your work, but the seventh day is the Sabbath of the Lord your God, and in it you shall do no work. You, nor your son, nor your daughter, nor your male servant, nor your female servant, nor your cattle, nor your stranger who is within your gates. For in 6 days the Lord made the heavens and the earth, the sea and all that is in them, and rested on the seventh day. Therefore the Lord blessed the Sabbath day and hallowed it." And then further, for emphasis, in chapter 31:15, we read, "Therefore the children of Israel shall keep the Sabbath, to observe the Sabbath throughout their generations as a perpetual covenant." And then in Leviticus 23:3, we see, 6 days shall work be done, but the seventh day is a Sabbath of solemn rest, a holy convocation. So this word convocation means a calling together or a sacred assembly. And so for Jesus to do so much on this holy day where Israel was intended to rest and to come together and remember God, it really gives us a clue about the importance of Jesus' message for the Sabbath. He isn't haphazard or like he's not unaware of the significance of this day for Israel. Instead, it was the scribes and Pharisees who were unaware and ignorant of the intent of Jesus coming and who he is and what his message was for them. And so they were intent on maintaining extra biblical laws that had been erected to act as a fence around the law to prevent them from encroaching on the law to potentially break it. And so the problem here is not with the intent, right, to keep them from breaking the law, but the problem is that they held these extra rules in higher esteem than the spirit of the law. And so Jesus pointed this out to them when he spoke of the story of David here in chapter 6 of Luke, the story of David who ate the showbread. So David was on the run from Saul, who had just confirmed to Jonathan that he was going to kill him. And Jesus explains that David took the bread out of hunger and that he and his men were in need of it because of their hunger. And so Jesus even acknowledges here in Luke 6 that which is not lawful for any but the priest to eat. So he's saying, yes, it's absolutely unlawful for that bread to be eaten. However, the spirit of the law is a spirit of life-giving, a spirit of giving and imparting life, not of denying life. And so in this moment when David needed this showbread to sustain him and his company, then that is a higher, that's the spirit of the law being fulfilled. And so in pointing this out, he acknowledged that it was unlawful, but right, so Jesus is using this acknowledgement as a justification for his disciples working on the Sabbath by rubbing the grain between their hands, right? He's saying the answer here, the big theological truth that the religious elite didn't see in his day is that Jesus was Lord of the Sabbath, is Lord of the Sabbath. And so the Sabbath was meant to be a time of rest to reflect on God's handiwork in creation and in his providence in providing for his people, and both of which Jesus embodies by himself and shows in his miracles and through his ministry, which we know his ministry was to fulfill the law and prophets, not to do away with them, but he is the fulfillment, the embodiment of those. And so as we look to Jesus, we see the fulfillment of the Sabbath. And as he embodies the spirit of the law, that people are more important than man-made rules. And so the Pharisees were all about rules, and they were about striving to be good enough, and they were about putting that burden on others to strive to be good enough. And so they mistook salvation as coming from the law as opposed to coming from grace. But Jesus was about fulfilling the law and lifting the burden and bringing his people into the kingdom. And so rest assured that we have our eternal rest in Jesus because he is the Lord of the Sabbath. Have a great week and be blessed.